Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Trump administration officials insisting they are remaining for now in the 2015 international nuclear agreement with Iran. U.S. U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley expressed concerns over the deal's verification, the procedures, as well as Tehran's support of terrorism and its ballistic missiles. On Friday, President Trump informed Congress, as required by law, he will not certify Iran in complying with the 2015 agreement. Congress has 60 days to determine if it should impose sanctions. Democratic Senator Chris Murphy said Mr. Trump's decision gives Tehran everything it wants.
They would be able to restart their nuclear program because we would be in violation of the deal. The Europeans would continue to grant them sanctions relief. Their economy would continue to grow, and they would look like the victim in this situation.
None of the other agreement signatories backs the U.S. decision, but Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu urged them to work with Washington on the deal's deficiencies.
They're very clear, and they have to be changed. And it's an opportunity that President Trump has created for them to fix this very bad deal, which is dangerous for them, no less than it is for others.
While Iran said it will not renegotiate the deal, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the Trump administration should offer a second agreement in parallel with the first. In Liberia, former football star George Weah faces off against Vice President Joseph Boakai November 7th in a runoff as the top two vote-getters in the country's presidential election last week. Weah leading the first round with 39%, Boakai's 29%. Final results expected October 25th. This is VOA News.